This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Hamem. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua, Masechas Ksubos, Daf Kuf Zayin, Amud Beis. Tashma, come in here. Hayivama, Shloisha Chadashim Rishanim, for the first 3 months, Nizoinis Mishabala, she's supported from her husband. Because for the first 3 months, she's not to marry anybody. She can't marry the Yavam because she might be pregnant. She can't marry someone else because she's zakuk to the Yavam. She can't do chalitza because she can't even do chalitza. She can't do yivam, she can't do chalitza. So therefore, the husband's estate supports her. So nizonis mishal baila. From 3 months and on, in a nizaynus, lo mishal bala, lo mishal yavam. She's not supported, not from the husband, and not from the yavam, not from anybody. She's not supported by the husband, because even though an almana is supported from the husband, but that's because she wants to honor her husband and not remarry. But once she's zakuk to the yavam, so then she loses whatever taina she has of what she's able to get from the husband. And the Yavam didn't marry her yet, so nobody has to support her. Amad b'dinu barach. If, let's say, the Yavam, who either needs to Yibam or Chalitza, he was brought to Bezdin and he ran away. He doesn't want to do anything. Why? He had to go somewhere. So the halacha is nizoinis mishal yavam. She's supported from the yavam, but basically, that means that yavama, right? The sugya we're dealing with is, let's say, a husband. The shaila what we're dealing with is, let's say, the husband goes lemedinas hayam. Basically, and we didn't hear that he died, and. Is she supported or not? So Shmuel said in the first 3 months, she's not supported. If we heard that he died, of course she's supported. The question is, let's say we did not hear that he died. Shmuel is of the opinion that she's not supported because we're afraid that he may have given her tsrari atfa, so he may have slipped her money. Or we're afraid he might have said se'ei maser yodecha v'mezaynei secha. So in this case, we see that the yavama does get mezaynos from the estate of the yavam, and Shmuel is of the opinion that if the husband goes overseas, then the husband's estate does not have to support him, because we're chayshesh that maybe the husband already paid his wife or said imas yadecham zanusecha. So, but here we see the yavam is responsible if he went overseas to support the yavama, and we're assuming there's no difference between the yavam who goes overseas and the husband who goes overseas. So says Gemara, Amar lecha Shmuel. Shmuel will say l'may nechushla lahai. In this case, what are we worried about? Normally, a husband does not have to support his wife if he goes overseas, because we were worried, because tsrari atfasa, maybe he slipped her money. So what are we worried here? Imishim tsrari, if we're worried because of tsrari, loy mikavadayt lagaba, they're not close yet. He doesn't feel like he's close to her. He hasn't developed a relationship with her. Imisha masiyadah, if it's because maybe he said, you keep your masiyadayim and I won't support you, loy mishabdilay. She doesn't have to give him masa yadayim in exchange for his mezaynos. So we're not afraid that he said se'ei masa yadecha l'mezaynosecha. So this is not a support to Rav's opinion at all. Tashma, come in here. Yisha shalcha hi ubal dina seyam. A woman, she and her husband went overseas. Ubava amra, she came and she said, meis bali, my husband died. Me ratzasan yizaynos, if she wants, she could be fed from his assets, ratsa goiva ksubasa, and if she wants, she could collect the ksuba. Why? Because if she says her husband died, we believe her. And if we believe her to get remarried, we believe her to collect the ksuba. Gershani bali. But if she says, you know, my husband divorced me, then the halach is misparneses v'halachas ad kedei ksubasa. She is supported and she goes that way until the amount of support that she's given is equal to her ksuba. So what do we see from here? We see that even though the woman is married, because we don't believe her to get remarried, she can't get remarried because we don't believe her that she was divorced, but the halacha is she is being supported by her husband's estate when he's not around. This is against the shita of Shmuel. So Shmuel would say, no, it's not against my shita, because you know what we're talking about here? Hachanami here also, because Shishama by Shemes, we heard that he died. And Shmuel said he's Maida, that if we hear that he died, she's supported. So the question is, so then she should be supported indefinitely. Why is she only supported the amount of her ksuba? Hachanami, Kishishama by Shemes, here we're talking about where they heard that he died. So Maishna ad kedei ksuba, so why could she only collect up to her ksuba? If the husband's not alive, then she should be she should get mezoinus indefinitely. Says Gemara, dihi da afsida nafsha, because since she caused herself a loss. Why? She said the husband divorced her. So if the husband divorced her, she's not allowed to have mezoinus. So really, she should get mezoinus indefinitely, because we heard that he died. But haydas bal din kamei edam dami. She's maida. She doesn't deserve indefinite support. Only as much as her ksuba. Tashma, come in here. Ketzad amru mima enes ein la mezoinais. In what situation did they say a girl who does mion doesn't get mezoinais? What does it mean a girl that gets mion? The halacha is that a girl is a ketana. There's no marriage midaraisa. However, the chachamim didn't want ketanois to be just taken randomly, so they let the mother or the brother marry her, but they also allowed her to annul the marriage. So in what case do we say Mama Enes does not get mezoinos? You can't say that if she is staying with her husband and she didn't do mion that she's not entitled to mezoinos. Sharei bala chayv mezoinos, the husband's chayv to give her mezoinos. El kugoyin shalach bala medina siyam. It has to be the husband went overseas. And what happened? Lavsa, she borrowed money. Ve'achla, and she used the money. And then amda, she got up. Umeanon, she did mion. And in this case, she was mevatel the marriage retroactively. And therefore, she can't turn to the husband and say, well, you know, pay off the debt from the money that I borrowed from someone, because it turns out that she was never married to him. So what do we see from here? Taima demiana. The reason why she can't demand that he pay off the debt is because she did mion. Ha! Loi miana. But if she didn't do mion, yavinala. Then we do give her mezainos. It's a kashan Shmuel. We see that when the husband goes overseas, that she gets mezainos. So Shmuel says, of course, in this case, she gets mezainos. Amalach Shmuel, hachal amay nechashal. What should we worry about over here? Imisham srari. If you're worried that he slipped her money, srari lektana lematpis. People don't give the katana a pack of money. He wouldn't do that to a katana. Vimisham asiyaden. If it's because he said, normally we don't give her mezainos because maybe he had said to her, I won't give you mezainos and you keep your handiwork. But in this case, he wouldn't be able to say that to her because ketana lo sipka. A ketana doesn't have enough handiwork to cover her expenses, so he never would have said to her, tse'ei ma'asi adecha
l'mezona secha. Doesn't that contradict what we learned in Amud Aleph?
That what?
That the minor does have enough?
Very good. On Amud Aleph, we said a nafkamina would be in a case where she's a minor, but for some strange reason, she happens to be making a big salary. But here we're saying that in And normally, for a ketana, there's no reason not to give her mezonos, because we're not choshesh for that possibility. The nafkamina is in that remote case, but it's not a typical case, so we don't have to be concerned for it. Yeah, very good question. Right, on Amud Aleph, we did say such a case, but it's not a case that we need to be concerned about. So, my havila, lemaisa, what's the halacha in the case of the machlokes Rav and Shmuel, whether a husband goes overseas and we don't know what his status is, do we award the woman mezoinos? My havila, ki aser avdimi, Amar avdimi came, he said, masa ba lefnei Rebbe bebeis sha'arim. Such a case happened to come before Rebbe in Beis Sha'arim. Upasak l'mezoinus, Rebbe did give her mezoinus. Like who? Like Rav. Lefnei Rebbe Shmuel b'tzipayri, before Rebbe Shmuel t'zipayri, v'loi pasak l'mezoinus. And Rebbe Shmuel did not give mezoinus. Like Shmuel. Toiba, Rabbi Yochanan wondered about this psak of Rebbe Shmuel not to give mezoinos. Why didn't Rabbi Yishmael give mezoinos? The machloikis in the Mishnah is only whether a woman should swear whether to get mezoinos. But everyone agrees she gets mezoinos. Al mezoni avinu la. Amar le Rav Shembar Abba. Rav Shembar Abba said, no. Kvar tigma Rabbeinu Shmuel. Rabbeinu Shmuel already interpreted it, but in Bavel, that the Mishnah is talking about a unique case, Kishashama by Shemes, where we heard that he died. And since we heard that he died, therefore, that's when she gets mezoinus. But regularly, that we go like Shmuel, and we go like Rabbi Shmuel, that she doesn't get mezoinus. Amar Le Rabbi Yochanan said, come on. Pasrisa bakulei, hi. You're going to interpret it this far? You're going to say that the Mishnah's case is talking about a situation where we heard that he died? Okay, that's one nusach of what happened. Where Rebbe awarded mezoinos and Rebbe Shmuel did not. Now we're going to have an opposite story. Kiyasa Ravin Amo, when Ravin came to Bavel from Eretz Yisrael, Masa Balefnei Rabbi Beis Sharim. The story happened for Rabbi Beis Sharim. V'loy pasuk la mezainus. He didn't give mezainus. Lefnei Rabbi Shmuel, but Tzipayri before Rabbi Shmuel, u pasuk la mezainus. Amar le Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Umara Rabbi Shloi pasuk la. Why didn't Rabbi give mezainus? Tohaloi nechlekul Chanan ubnei Kohanim Gedolim elei Nishua. Chanan and the Kohanim Gedolim only argued regarding swearing. Al mezainus yavinu la. We would definitely give her mezainus. Amar le Rav Shimon bar Abba, Rav Shimon bar Abba said, no, it's not a question. We don't see anything from the Mishnah because Shmuel already established Kfar Tirgma Shmuel b'Bavel. Shmuel already interpreted in Bavel, Kishashama by Shames. It's talking about where we heard the husband died. Amar le Rav Yechon said, Pasrisa kulei hai? You interpreted it to that far, that the Mishnah is talking about where the husband died? So now we're going to give three halachic conclusions. Number one, the halach is like Rav. That what? That we do give mezoinos to a woman whose husband went overseas and we don't know if he died or not. That what? We give sustenance to a married woman. Number two, another psak like Rav. By the way, this is very interesting because normally, we paskin like Rav be'isser, not by mamain. Halacha k'shmuel be'mamain, halacha k'rav be'isser. This is definitely mamain. And in this case, we paskin like Rav. I wonder why. And the halacha is like Rav Huna Amar Rav, the Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Maybe because Rabbi Yochanan feels that the Mishnah is mashma that you get mezainos, and the halacha is usually like Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan is like usually the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe that's why. And the halacha is also like Rav Huna Amarav. Dam Rav Huna Amarav. Yecholah Isha Shetar Melabayla. A woman can say to her husband, "Ini nezainos veino oisa. I won't work." I don't want you to feed me, but I'm not going to give you my handiwork. The halacha is a husband has to support his wife. But in order for him to not to do it begrudgingly, we award him her handiwork. But a woman could say, forget it. I don't want you to feed me, and I'm not going to give you my income. I'm making $1 million a year. I'm a nuclear physicist, and you are a used tissue salesman. So, like, you keep your salary, and I'll keep mine, you know? You know, there's the famous joke, the woman, you know, she's doing a cheshbon, and she calculates, she says to her husband, I've just calculated how much I'm worth as a housewife. The problem is, it's more money than you make, right? So, the woman could say, and finally, one last halacha, which seems to be irrelevant. The halacha is like Rav Zvid, if you have a earthenware vessel that is coated in glass, that's glazed. Because if you have a vessel that absorbs flavor and the vessel is earthenware, there's no way to do hagala on it. However, if it's glazed, I think in this case we're talking about it's glazed with avar, with lead, then it could be purged. It could be, you could do hagala. D'amar Rav Zvid, hani mani de kunya. A kli that's glazed, chivari v'okmi sharu. If it's white or black, it's mutter. Because this could be purged. But yuruke asiri, if it's green, it's asir. Why? Because green has a certain chemical and it's absorbent. Filei amron el delasbahu kartufni. This difference is only if the kli doesn't have cracks. Elisbuh kartufni, if it has cracks, so then it's going to absorb the taste, even if it's glazed. Asiri, then it's asir. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we finished the page, the Siyata D'Shmaya. Baruch Hashem, Dav Kuf Ches is very short, because it's a very short week next week. And Shkoyach for learning with me. Wow, what a zechus. Thank you.
So next week's schedule?
I think Monday and Tuesday, Be'ezus Hashem. Okay, thanks a lot. Gut yar, gesunt yar, ksivach zima taiva. Yeah, for you too also. Continue.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.